Hello, I'm Russell Howard, and this is Wonderbox. We've got husband and wife. They've got online videos. It's their daily life. It's watched by hundreds of thousands of people, and now they've got a hit podcast called In Sickness and Health. It is James and Claire Buckley's Wonderbox. So it's Claire and James Buckley's Wonderbox. Are you excited? Like, you both look
anxious.
We're
not good at this stuff.
It's not good at this anyway, but also it's nerve-wracking talking about good things.
Yeah, we were saying
talking about nice stuff, things that you like.
You struggle me as someone that is, like, you have an ability to be happy, but it's easier to be grumpy.
I'm happy when I'm miserable.
Right, yeah, that's fine.
I actively look for things that I can whinge about.
When you see somebody running towards a bus and the door's about to shut.
You do, you hope, don't you? You pray.
Are you praying that they don't make it? There you go.
Well, here's something.
I imagine you're praying that they get stuck.
When I was a kid,
yeah.
And this is true,
yeah.
Me and my mate, Adam, we'd be on the tube. You know, sometimes not massively packed, but a bit packed, so you're right by the door. The doors would shut. We'd be right next to the person. We'd just go.
I think you can split people into that. It's the people
that's a good way, yeah.
The people that like the people that don't make the bus, and the people that like it when they make it.
Look, I don't.
If there's an old man or something, I would be devastated.
That's interesting.
There's something funny about that.
Well, yeah. Anybody else?
Does he slip? Does his cane slip or something?
No, that would kill me.
I think James has a good point. Like, if he's really, if it was like Captain Tom. And it was like, just bang.
Did he have a slip?
Statistically,
there's got to be some footage.
Must have done.
No, an old person, it would kill me. Especially an old man. I would be like, where do you want to go? I'll take you.
Old lady?
Eh.
That's interesting.
Not as much.
Old lady, you don't feel sorry for old women as much, do you?
Not as much. I do to a certain extent.
I know what you mean, because I think...
Okay, this is an interesting...
Why?
It's interesting that you've got a fondness for old men, but you don't like old women. That's a great
thing. I get it as well, because
Lost the sun wines on. Yes.
I don't know what it is, but if there's an old woman living by herself, she's still sort of just sort of pottering about. And, like, if Claire goes before me,
yeah.
I'll go, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'll just be looking at, like, the oven and stuff and wondering why the milk's gone all claggy and things like that. Like, I wouldn't be able to do stuff.
But what's interesting is that you're clearly struggling with the idea of sharing things that you adore, which makes this really exciting. Do you know what I mean? It's nerve-wracking.
It's just, you know, there's nothing funny about stuff that you enjoy, isn't it?
Well, let's see. There is, but it feels like you. But both of your eyes look scared. Like you're about to show a sex tape that you're in. It's fine.
What's the first thing?
What is the first thing?
Oh, this is embarrassing. I'd rather release a sex tape. I've got a box set of a CD box set of the music from Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Okay.
It's like a little collector's item.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, exactly. Do you know Vice City? Do you know the game, the video game?
I do.
Yeah.
I never. How old are you?
How old am I?
36.
36. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're...
With the hard questions.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I'm getting in your head.
I'm here.
Okay. But it was just... So I'm 43, so it wasn't a game.
Just missed
I
it,
I played
maybe.
Sensible soccer.
Right.
FIFA. Like, do you know what I mean? The beginnings of those. But Grand Theft Auto came later. I played it, like, a couple of times.
Yeah,
that's the ones where you can just, like... kidnap people just and run them over.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you don't love that. You love the music.
Well, I love the game. I love the video game.
So the music just makes you
feel... But the music is such a huge part of it. It's such an incredible soundtrack of 80s bangers.
Yeah. What are they?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. You've got, like, Roxy Music and Michael Jackson. Can I say that?
Yeah,
are we allowed to say Michael Jackson's name?
So hang on. So it's like 80s...
Yeah.
Sort of power ballads.
So the game is
there
right.
There's a lot of power ballads.
There's a load of power ballads. The game is that you drive around in a car and you're doing missions.
Yes.
Right? You're a gangster.
Yeah.
And when you're in the car, there's a number of radio stations. So you could listen to soul, or you could listen to 80s pop, new wave, stuff like that.
Well, when you're out killing people.
You don't have to kill people.
But isn't that the game? Isn't the point?
No, it's not at all.
Oh, I apologise.
No.
What is the point? To steal cars?
No, the point of the game is to... you can, if you want to. If you want to just drive through a mall,
yeah,
you can run people down. That's not the point of the game.
Okay.
The game allows you to do that, but it's up to you whether you do that or not.
Yeah.
I do the missions.
What are the missions?
The missions are things like, you know, maybe you're on a gunfight on a speedboat.
Okay.
It's set in like a fictional Miami. It's called Vice City. Yeah. It's based on Miami during the 80s. So think of sort of Scarface, that sort of...
I picture you in Miami wearing that jumper.
Yeah.
you don't look like a man who's comfortable in the sun. So, do you know what I mean?
You have hit the nail on the head there. He's so uncomfortable in the sun.
But I love the fact that you're playing a game in the sun where you're on a speedboat shooting people.
Yeah, it's great.
Whereas on holiday, factor 50?
Oh, absolutely.
Socks 50, on.
50 plus, socks on.
Yeah, socks
I
on.
Do, I think Claire's got a picture of me somewhere on holiday where, you know, if you're under a parasol, that obviously the sun moves during the day.
Yeah.
I am crunched up in a ball with a book.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the slither of shade so that I don't get...
Yeah.
I burn easily. We went on holiday this year for the first time in forever.
Last year,
of course. And day one in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was like a lobster.
Yeah.
I even thought, you know what, I'll get a bit of sun. It might be good for me.
But even you said that begrudgingly. Go on then, you prick.
I was born 60, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. And annoyed.
Hence the jumper. But it was, I was glowing in the dark. Day one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's it then.
Where'd you go on holiday?
We went to Florida in the middle of summer, so it was warm.
It was very hot.
So at this point, you're under the parasol like a vampire.
Yeah.
And what are the books you're reading to kind of get you through this?
Yeah, you said book. It was an iPad you had.
Yeah, but I was reading a book on it.
Right.
I read Alex James's biography while I was away.
Oh, nice.
Because I hadn't read it before. And then I started reading...
Yeah, you're going to say this.
Yeah, because it's weird. I started reading Through the Looking Glass, or whatever it's called, the Alice in Wonderland, the original book.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought, I should probably read that.
Let's make it psychedelic, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's one of my favourite Disney films.
Yeah.
And if I didn't know the Disney film, which is weird enough already, just watching that Disney film, I'd have no reference at all reading the book.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it, when you come to a book after you've seen the film, and it must be like if you've seen all the Harry Potters and then you try and read the book, it's completely the other way around, eh?
I think it's better to see the film first, because you just got a little point of, right, I know what's happening here, I know who's who.
Well, you know how to pronounce Hermione for a get-go.
That was the thing, because James was reading, you read all the Harry Potter books when you were little,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, before the films came out.
Young.
Kept calling her Hermione.
I know, wouldn't it? It's like the Hermione.
Seamus.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your bad.
But, so you don't like the sun. You've gone to Florida. Sorry. I got through it. You've gone to Florida. You're reading, you know, a children's book. Yeah. And what part of the holiday do you like? Do you like the buffet at least?
No, it was awful, wasn't it? It was all awful.
Okay,
now. No, I've whinged about it enough already, because also we did the thing of, because it was just before our eldest, to be fair.
Yeah, I was there.
Technically.
Good on you.
Our eldest started secondary school. So it was the summer before he started secondary school.
Right.
So we did the Disney World thing.
Amazing.
Which I've never been interested in doing. But I feel like there's some parent guilt. So we were like, right, we better do it while they're still kids before the magic goes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fucking awful.
It's a pretty good year.
Absolutely horrible.
You're doing the new series of Wish You Were Here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Call it a pyramid? Fuck me.
It was.
It's like a cobra on you, Egyptian. But so... What is it you love about? Is it the music or the missions? We only got to one mission.
We did, yeah.
So you're in Miami.
In the speedboat. No, what it is I think I was about 11, 12 when that game came out. I've always loved video games. I've always been a bit socially awkward and not too great at making friends and things like that. So my relationship with video games has been the longest relationship I've ever had in my life.
Okay, right, yeah.
Whether or not it's a healthy one, I'm not sure. But it was just... It's the time that video game came out, and just how great the game was anyway. So I cannot objectively, you know, because there's been arguably much better games since technology's come on and you know, and story writing and things like that. But for me, just how that game made me feel and how much fun I had playing it, and I was young and Not a care in the
carefree.
World. Exactly.
And presumably this is before kind of headsets, so you couldn't talk to your friends while you were playing it.
No,
you
were kind of or you were in the same room as your mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, taking it in turns to do one mission after the other.
Can you remember the first mission you accomplished?
Well, it would be the first mission of the game. You have to do them in order.
Yeah. So the first one is speedboat.
I think the first
shoot a
one,
librarian. What is it?
No, the first one is that you just need to get in a car and drive to your lawyer's.
That's doable, isn't it?
Yeah, it starts off easy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It starts off easy, but then it quickly turns into this is either the second or third mission. You have to chase down some chefs?
Right, yeah.
On
why?
Dirt bikes through the alleys.
What did they do?
It's a very good question, Claire, yeah. Is it sort of, you know, like they do Ofsted for schools? Is it like that, that you've got to check out the hygiene ratings?
I just
but
know.
Why
that,
chefs? That's a weird combo, isn't it?
You have to kill
you
a chef.
Your lawyer.
No, it's not a chef. You have to. You do have to kill a. You kill a chef very early in the game because you need to take his mobile phone.
Right. Could you not just go to the phone shop and get one?
See,
but it's sort of a learning mission. It's teaching you how to fight and aim and things like that.
But there's a specific chef's phone that you've got to find. There's a bloke who works at Burger King.
It's just part of the story.
It's a fucking mad story, James.
You've never. Obviously, I've never asked about this game because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But this is the first I'm hearing this. This is nuts.
Well, no. What happens is you get into an altercation with a chef. You end up having a fight with him. You end up killing the fella. And then you acquire his mobile phone, which is then used throughout the game for people to get in touch with you about missions.
Like a burner phone?
No, it's one of those big 80s ones. It's great. It's brilliant.
Right. Presumably it's the chef's relatives going, Brian?
Well, that's it.
Brian!
So they do... I think the chef has got some connection with a drug dealer or something that you're
right.
trying to...
You should have mentioned that in the beginning.
Because I'm trying...
So he's making volovons
I'm trying
for
to
the
re-
mob.
I'm trying to re-remember because it's like, oh, is Carlos there or something like that? He's going, well, who? And then you're on the phone going, who's this? It's voiced by Ray Liotta, by the way.
Ooh,
oh, I loved Ray Liotta. Yeah,
he's going, who's this? Like, he's great.
Yeah.
So is it like a nostalgia thing, or do you still play it now? Or does that remind you, like you were saying earlier, of like simpler times of just...
I do. I've played it recently. I played it.
Yeah.
I went through it again a couple of months ago.
Our oldest keeps asking to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool though, wouldn't it? Oh, is it a bit edgy?
It's a bit, yeah. Everyone like goes to prostitutes and stuff
yeah.
as well.
So, but I was his age when I was playing it.
Right.
But now I'm just like, no, obviously not. Obviously we can't let you play this. That would be so irresponsible.
Here's a question. Have you ever been at a restaurant and had bad service and sort of looked at the chef and gone, you don't know who you're messing with?
You don't know what I've done, mate.
I've killed so many imaginary chefs.
You don't know what I've done to your kind.
Yeah. How did you... Can you remember what's the craziest way you took a chef apart?
Well, I think you just... With this chef, and I got... It's just one chef.
Yeah.
You don't spend the whole game beating up chefs.
No, but, I mean, come on.
I think you beat him with your fists. So just pure fists.
You see, you've punched the chef to death. Yeah. Wow. Have you met, like, Jamie Oliver or, like, Gordon Ramsay? Are there any kind of after tremors?
See, that's the thing.
Hello, James, how are you going? And you're like,
real chefs are quite... I think they're quite up for it. Well,
Ramsay is,
I feel
it?
Like Ramsay's ready for a ruck any moment.
Yeah, amen, yeah.
Ainsley isn't.
Harriet. No, I think Harriet...
No, I bet he could turn up.
He's a big guy,
yeah,
isn't
he? Could turn up. Yeah, I think he could.
I think he could take Oliver.
Yeah.
Jamie Oliver?
Yeah, I think he could take him.
Mary Berry? You'd knock her out.
Mary Berry. Well, Claire would do her, yeah. Obviously. She hates old women.
Mess the bunch of stupid old bitch.
You've got this one, darling. Sat there smoking. Fantastic.
Oh my God.
Wait until Rick Stein rocks up. That was a phenomenal opening chapter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a window into his world there.
Right, yeah.
How about you? Is there anything on your list?
What have I got? My necklace from Harrison, which is my oldest son.
Yeah.
Mm. Which kind of ties into films as well, okay. Which is on our little list.
So yeah. What is it? So is he 12?
He's 12.
So Harrison got you a necklace.
He did.
How old was he?
12. He just got me it for Christmas.
Pandora? What are we dealing with?
No. I think it was a little Etsy number, but it's special because he bought it with his own money.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Got
his own money, Claire.
Yeah.
Where do you think he gets that money from?
Yeah, but it's his money. Have you ever heard of GoHenry? It's like little bank cards for kids.
No, I haven't. No.
It's really, really good. Both our boys have got their own little bank account, but we get into it on our phone and stuff, and they can move their money around and put it into savings, and we can pay them for doing their chores. And
They get £5 a week.
That's not bad.
That's the standard rate.
Yeah.
But then there's also a big list of stuff that they can do throughout the week, and if they check it off, they'll get more. They make more money.
So but like also bonuses. Like grandparents and uncles and aunts and stuff, rather than sending the card with 20 quid in it, they just put it into their little bank account.
Isn't the world magical?
It teaches them about saving. And
It's a debit
card and stuff, so they can get cash out or they can just pay for things. And
so anyway, Harrison bought me, he ordered me a necklace for Christmas with his own money. And it's a little...
Are you wearing it now?
I'm actually not wearing it.
Okay. That's because you grabbed hold of it.
It's because I'm wearing gold. It's a silver necklace and it's the little...
Is that gold?
Well, gold colour.
I was going to say. So I don't know whether the boys are geniuses.
Mm.
So he's bought you this necklace.
Yeah.
What was it? 12 quid or something?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. The price doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Obviously.
But you did ask.
But the thing is, right?
It doesn't matter, what's that, 12? No.
But they're brilliant because they get their bit of pocket money and then they get... And also, you were saying that I was stingy because I'd give them 20p for emptying the dishwasher and stuff like that. You're going, 20 pence, come on. You can afford a bit more than that, James. Come on.
Yeah.
You used to be on the television.
Yeah.
But I was like, look at this list. All the list of stuff that they can do. If like, I'm giving them money, 20p, if they do their homework without a fuss.
Yeah.
Things that they should just be doing, 20p for brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
I said, look at the list of everything they do. They walk away with about 20 quid a week.
Which is...
If they get everything done.
But they don't, because they don't do any of the stuff on the list.
So a five is their base rate.
That's their base rate.
So what's the highest paid bonus?
Oh, so there's some special stuff that can happen. If they do something...
50 pence for, like, taking the bins out, I think.
No, I've done things for... I think I gave Harrison a fiver for the lawn once.
We mowed the lawn.
Right,
mowed the lawn.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Didn't you give him a fiver for kissing your feet as well?
That was a thing.
right. I wouldn't write that down.
Again, I'm not sure whether this is allowed to be made public, Claire. But, you know, I've got children.
You just winded them up.
Yeah.
And I do feel like they're my little things that I can wind up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would try and think of gross stuff for them to do for money.
So
they turn up and they
this
go...
This was like during
go,
the summer holidays
go,
when we
I
were
want this
bonded.
Toy. And I'd go, right, okay, what can I get you to do?
Yeah.
But and, they get so excited.
And
they
then
love
I
it.
Took my sock off once and I was like, kiss my toe, like their toe.
They didn't do it. Did Harrison do it?
Harrison was doing it and then he was like heaving afterwards and stuff.
Did you pay him?
Yes, I always pay him. Always pay him. Oh, no, but there was another thing as well. Oh, Harrison can't help. It's always Harrison. He can't help himself. Jude's a lot more...
It's always Harrison does this weird shit like kissing my feet.
Well, Jude's got a bit more self-respect. He's a bit like, no, fuck off, mate. Like, but Harrison got a basketball hoop. So he's been out in the garden on the patio playing basketball and then he was like, oh, how much you bet for me to make this thing? I was like, all right, a fiver. Missed. And I was like, you want a double or nothing?
That's right, yeah.
And it went on for days.
Oh, great.
He kept going, double or nothing, double or nothing. I think it got to about £323,000 or something.
That he owes you?
That he owed me. And then he made one. He was like, all right, I'm off the hook.
All right.
Go again, £5.
Interesting. Yeah. So what is it about the necklace?
Oh, so the necklace, it's a little pendant of the ghost face mask from Scream, the Scream movies.
Wow.
Because I'm a huge horror film fan.
Yeah.
And Harrison, as he's always been... Obviously, you know, you just like the stuff that your parents like. You just say, yeah, I love horror films. He'd never really seen a horror film. But I've been sort of easing him in a little bit. I've showed him a couple of ones. And he saw Scream, which I think is fine.
I think so.
Yeah. And
horror films work on me, though.
Like, you I think get certain, scared.
Yeah, yeah. But I would be scared now as I was when I was 12. Like,
really?
I've never built up a tolerance for them. We watched The Ring. Have you ever seen the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to hold... I was holding a whisk in my hand. For God knows why, but just grabbed it. Like, honestly, like I'm going to suddenly like turn him into a souffle. just yeah. it works on me.
I watched
fear,
that.
Do you know what
kid.
It is? It's fear of the imagination.
Oh, I think yeah, that's yeah. the thing. My where, imagination's nuts.
That's it. So when you're just, it's like when you're swimming, which I doubt you do.
I don't like swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's boring.
But like if you were, it's sort of that thing where any kind of sort of like shrubbery underwater yeah. thing, it's just like.
Swimming in the sea would freak me out. That does freak me out. But I'm scared of things that are real. So, like, my favourite films to watch are about people, not monsters. Or
yes.
I like ghosts, but I like it when it's like, oh, God,
did you
this
watch
happened
the
to
Blair
me.
Witch?
Yes.
What? Because that scared the crap out of
yeah.
me as a kid. I just...
So when I first saw it, I
it
thought
brilliant,
it was brilliant.
Wasn't it? Absolutely
but
amazing.
It was more about the marketing run about it. People didn't know if it was real
they
or not.
They didn't. They didn't know. Like, I remember
for a long time, everybody thought it was real, and it was genius.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me when they were at Sundance, the film festival, when the year that that came out, and there was a huge confusion as to...
Is it a doc?
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously it's not.
Yeah.
But at the time, I don't think anyone had really done something like that.
Yeah, but and they put up, like, missing posters and stuff as well of the people from the film, and some people had seen it and been like, so is it real? Like,
wow.
And I think the next film then that did something similar that I think had a same... That same impact was
The
Fourth,
the Fourth Kind. Yeah, that's brilliant. Have you ever seen that?
I've not.
Oh,
no.
You should watch that.
The Fourth Kind is...
It's so good.
It's reenactment spliced with genuine footage.
Okay.
Some people still get confused.
He's not
no, but
seen
that's
it.
What we're talking about. It doesn't matter if you know that. It's obvious.
I didn't know it when I watched it. I was like,
we
fucking hell, have they managed to get this on tape?
We right, watched right. it when we...
People getting abducted and stuff. That's oh, my God, they've got it on tape. Like, well, that's it then. There's your proof, Claire.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus, this takes me back when I was
that
12.
That freaked you out.
As I watched it and then I googled it and I was like, oh yeah, it's not
that film
the footage isn't
it.
Real, funny yeah. enough. I think 9 adults out of 10 would have gone, well, obviously this is fake. But yeah. I was sat there going,
yeah.
Well, that's it, they've done it, they've got
yeah.
the proof.
Yeah.
How have they sat on this? I was like angry.
Yeah. You strike me as someone that bellows at the telly.
That's
he does.
Do you know what I mean? Like
he does, especially if catchphrase is on.
Okay.
Yeah, I do catch
you
I like
very
catchphrase.
Loud at catchphrase.
So you say what you see.
I do say what I see.
The Chase. We're big Chase watchers.
Also just scream
have you
it.
Ever been an answer on any of those quiz?
Yeah.
That's a funny moment
I think
when
The In-Betweeners has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, I don't think I've ever seen anyone get it right.
Yeah, it's an incredibly strange moment. I was an answer on Pointless. And it's so rare that you're 100% confident in any kind of quiz because you're the answer. Do you know what I mean? You just
yeah.
sort of sat at home, so peculiar. And just kind of go, it's me.
I do.
Yeah, so funny, you know.
I think, yeah, the In-Betweeners has been an answer, I think, to a few times
on The Chase, at least.
Few shows and stuff. And it's a mixture of sort of building my ego up and then destroying it instantly.
Yeah.
Because cause you feel like, well, I'm a question on something.
Yeah,
I must
yeah.
be, you know, people are talking about me, baby. You know, I'm hot,
and then the person...
I'm hot news. And then they're like... Never heard of it.
Spinning it, yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's that bloke, your thingy. Your, oh, how do I... Do you want
yeah.
to, do we go to school? No, no. You watch me.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, loads of people ask me, are you off the telly?
Yeah.
I go, I can't answer that for you.
So what is it, to go back to the necklace, is it that sense of, like, pride? Or is that the first
yeah.
gift he got you? Or
it's
is it mean something to you? Or?
It's definitely the first gift that he looked for... ordered
and knew he'd nailed it.
Nailed
yeah.
it.
Right.
Bought it himself.
There was thought put
he
into
was so
it.
Excited to give me.
It was a surprise, and you didn't know anything.
And
about
it's also
it.
A little thing that me and him have got because
yeah.
he is getting into horror films and all that sort of stuff. So and James and Jude. Jude's a little gamer.
Yeah.
So our youngest. A gamer.
Oh. He's a little gamer.
I didn't hear. That Scottish lil. So, do you wear it, though?
I do wear
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I did. I wore it all through Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And Boxing Day.
Yeah. Where is it now?
It's on my bedside table. The problem is it's silver. If I could have given him any notes, it would have been gold.
Yeah. Well, he's joining me in my world now.
Yeah,
trying to get you.
You're bad
to...
at buying me gifts, aren't you?
No, good at gift giving. Love giving people gifts.
Yeah, but you
trying
never
trying to please you.
Okay, well this
completely.
Should feel like... So what...
there's always a that's great.
It's that noise, isn't it?
No, I'm really grateful. It's really nice. If you'd have asked me before,
what do you do now?
Oh,
you
yeah,
doing
I have
it?
To. Okay, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas?
I get a PowerPoint list at Christmas.
That's handy.
From my wife.
I like that.
It's phenomenal. Like it's you go, these are the 20 things that are in my mind. And then you pick one. Fantastic.
That's what I did with you.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Does she give the presentation? No.
Yeah, she's got like a long No, she's
a laser pointer.
She does it. Yeah, exactly. She's like Michael Fish. But she's on like it's like a little PDF thing. She sends it to her mum.
That's her
my
mum.
But
she sends it out to everybody, and everybody just gets to pick something to buy.
Yeah, you pick something. Wow. And then it just gets really. And there's nothing lavish. It's just little bits and pieces. But it means that you've got stuff that she actually wants.
Is there one lavish thing on there that you, as the husband, is maybe supposed
this year,
because what would be great is if someone else bought that, and then you got her the nice pen.
Well, this year, I've done my years of getting the good present, but. Yeah, her nan bought me 3 years running edible underwear. It's brilliant. Like, but just
survival skills.
It was fantastic.
In case you get deserted.
Yeah, but it was every year, and I'd sort of knew. Like, she sort of looked at me, and I was like, "Not again." And it was. And it was those, you know, those kind of the sort of chewy sweets.
Did you eat them?
I had a bite on the first year just to see what was what. Yeah. Like, not while I wasn't wearing them. I was just kind of. I just had a nibble from the side, but I really liked it. Like, you know, like, so this, talking about old ladies, but she, you know, when you sort of meet, she's a really interesting old lady, and she passed off tips like nobody had ever heard of them before. You know, when you're in a sort of supermarket and you sort of drive into park and there's a space, but if you drive your car through, you can go through to the other space ahead.
Yeah, and then you're facing the right way.
This is it. But she passed it off. She was like, bit of a tip.
Right.
And it was beautiful, but she was like, what I like to do, keep it quiet. But she sort of had that way about her, like, passing off, like, but I didn't want to go, everyone does that.
Was there any use?
But she got an Instagram account?
No, she's not.
That's all Instagram is.
Yeah.
A load of people that's doing true. The most obvious things and passing it off as if they came up with it.
Yeah. What is, what's next on the list?
Barbecues.
Right,
yeah,
who's cooking?
Me, yeah. I've got five.
But why is that, right? 360 days of the year, it's me. I'm the cook. It's all down to me. The 5 days of nice weather we get, suddenly James knows everything about cooking and he will be in charge of this because it's outside.
It's funny, isn't it? It's sort of
just a man thing.
Also, I'll tell you what, let me just get this off my chest and then you can go into how much you love barbecues. The whole thing about James and barbecuing, he'll have like a bit of meat and he'll put it on the barbecue and he prods it with stuff and he sprinkles stuff and he rubs it and he's in charge of that. Okay, what else are we doing? What else do you need? And it's like, well, potatoes, maybe a little pasta salad, something like that. So then I'm in charge of still cooking the actual meal.
But no, there's no glamour to what you're doing.
No, I've got to try and time it.
It's the peripherals.
Time these peripherals. Potato salad.
Meanwhile, Hercules is out back.
That's it.
And then everybody comes round, we'll have a barbecue, and they're
no
like,
one's
oh,
talking about
James,
the salad.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been doing this for 3 hours. He's been sat on his ass looking at a timer on
this
his
is it.
Phone.
Yeah. I think that's the key. I think the reason is because it's the easiest job in the world, because all we got to do is not burn meat outside and the weather's nice.
Well, you never burn a day. You just really like to undercook it, so it's so raw that nobody can stomach eating it.
I'd rather kill you than give you a piece of burnt meat, Claire. No, I love barbecuing. Absolutely love it. I've got 5 barbecues.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
They all do different things. Well, 2 of them do the same thing.
Okay. They all cook meat.
3 of them do the same thing.
So you got a Weber? You got a
I've got two. I've got 2 Webers, 2 Weber kettles.
What is the?
That's just your big sort of dome.
Oh right, yeah.
Weber. I've got a smaller version, just in case. Just if it's just me and Claire.
Yeah.
Because if I'm doing like a gathering, I'm gonna need this barbecue for that barbecue for that, so that everything's done.
Now here's a question: your ideal barbecue? What are you? What is the? What's going on the barbie?
I hate barbecues.
Do you?
Yeah, Claire hates them.
Are you not a meat eater? Not.
I just hate the rigmarole of barbecuing. It's just so stupid and pointless and annoying.
It's not at
all. It rarely comes out edible.
It does, Claire. It's just you just don't get it. You're just not into it.
But not a nice, like a nice beef burger on a summer's day.
Yeah.
Beef burgers are fine.
Yeah, it's like it's fine. If, like you say, you know, if it's the day and we're set up to do that, but he wants to barbecue all the time. We made our Christmas ham in the barbecue.
So good. And you said it was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
What is it you love about barbecues then? And then we'll try and figure that out.
I suppose it's usually if there's a barbecue happening, it usually means there's something good's going on.
There's friends there.
Yeah. So that's why I guess I like doing them even with nothing's going on.
Your ideal barbecue, the perfect dish and the perfect guest.
The perfect dish. So I've been very lucky enough to have a couple of times to have barbecue in Texas, in Austin.
Oh, phenomenal.
So what I would love to do is a bit of brisket.
Never had, what is brisket?
Oh, you have had
God,
brisket.
It's great.
Have I?
Yep.
I always hear that word, but I don't know what it is.
It took me about 18 hours once.
Have you had burnt ends?
Yeah, burnt ends are great.
Chaos.
I've never had that.
Cornbread?
You have. You definitely have. Do you remember that bloke called it Meat Crack?
Oh, yeah. That was
Made
good.
These burnt ends in, like, That's Dr. Right. Pepper.
Oh!
It was... Yeah. We were on the barbecue for about 14 hours or something like that.
I remember that.
They were all sort of juicy and got a little pick. And
yeah, that's right.
Was that whereabouts in Texas? Was it Austin? Did you say?
Yeah, I went to Austin. So,
you Stratton, was it
Rudy's? The place was called. Yeah. That I've been to. I don't think I've been to that. What's his name? Begins with a G. Doesn't matter. But yeah, smoked sausage, brisket, burnt ends.
Okay.
Some ribs there.
Yep.
Beef rib, preferably.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some barbecue beans, some bread. A little bit of mash.
But could you ever do that? Could you ever make all that?
Yeah, I've done...
You could. You just choose not to.
I don't have the time.
Bullshit.
I've done ribs. I've only done... I really...
Bullshit.
There's no way you could pull any of that off.
Absolutely could. No. Absolutely could.
You could.
I really want to do beef ribs. I haven't done them yet. I've done pork ribs a few times.
Stop dribbling.
Sorry.
I can hear you swallowing your saliva talking about ribs.
Yeah. It's incredible. But I don't know. It looks tough. I'm not sure.
Sometimes he nails it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
There's
he nails
so many
it.
Variables.
But more often than not,
yeah.
One time you can do something and you can go, wow, that was a success.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, right, I'll do exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Again. And you go, it's not worked out for me that
and
time.
And then I'm like, but then you're like, wow, you know, sometimes outside temperatures play a part and I can't control the weather, Claire.
It does.
Oh, right. So
he takes it very seriously.
Yeah,
very seriously.
That's such a great line to pluck because you haven't improvised that line. That was real. I can't control the weather, Claire. I see that.
It's
sweat
like,
on his head.
Like,
Jesus, woman.
Yeah.
Back.
No, but it's like when
it's
you
11
know,
o'clock at night. I mean, the kids are starving.
But you know when you're watching cricket and clouds affect the bowling.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The pressure in the atmosphere and things, and that affects the cook.
Mm, yeah.
So it's an absolute meat platter. Who are your guests? Your ideal barbecue guests?
No one. I want to sit there and eat it.
Am I there?
Probably not.
Right.
Because you'll just go, oh, it's a bit too fatty. And you go, yeah, there's fat. There's fat in meat.
You hate
there
that.
There is fat in meat.
I
that's,
hate fat.
That's the bit that tastes good.
No.
The fat is the bit that makes all the rest of the meat taste nice.
Do you know what there's never been? I was thinking about this. We might have hit upon something. There's never been a cookery show where the main cook cooks the food and then eats it himself.
Mm.
And doesn't want anyone else near him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just imagining you like just cooking yourself food. It's all filmed.
Yeah.
And it's just you sat there in silence as you cook your meat. No chat. It's a half an hour show.
Yeah.
And then you're eating them.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's good there.
What's the next on the list?
Films.
That's boring.
We've kind of already covered that. We love horror films, we love action films.
In our defence, even though that's a boring choice to put in our Wonder Box.
Nothing wrong with that. Films are exquisite.
It is something that's very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that we love doing together. It's the thing that we also love doing with our kids. You know, Friday nights are a big night for us.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night film night.
Yeah.
We get an Indian takeaway and... Sometimes the boys will want to watch something with us, so we'll put something fun on. More often than not, they want to
do their own thing.
They don't want to hang out with their mum and dad.
Yeah.
So we'll watch a horror film, the latest horror film or something like that.
The latest Liam Neeson
Have
film.
A couple of beers and life's good at that moment.
And have you got, like,
Have you got like a little cinema, or have you got like just a,
no.
just a telly?
Just
no, we've got a TV.
No.
I tell you what's an absolute game changer. Have you ever been to one of those Everyman cinemas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're so good that it's annoying that you've been there, because then you can't go to an Odeon.
Too expensive.
To what? But once you've sat in that comfy seat and somebody's brought you...
saying too expensive. All we do is go to them. The only problem I've got is that I keep falling asleep.
Well, that's because we only go to the cinema for kids' films.
You could probably order somebody to just prod you every 20 minutes.
We keep going to the cinema to watch a kid's film. We never go to the cinema to watch something we want to watch.
No.
We have to wait for it to come out because, you know, we're parents and you've only got so much time and you have to give all that time to your kids, it turns out. So if we do go to the cinema, it's for them. Oh, I just can't keep my eyes open. Uh-huh. And you're on that couch and it's dark.
Yeah.
So I do, I'm just sort of like a smackhead watching a kid's film.
But that is the problem with Everyman as well. They bring your food, because you always get a hot dog, and they bring it too early.
I stuff myself
you
as well.
You finish that during the adverts, and then the film comes on and you're just gone.
And then I have a couple of beers. So I've had a couple of beers, I'll be stuffed with a hot dog, chips, maybe a slice of pizza as well. So I'm all like full up, and then I'm in the dark, I'm on a couch, the most boring film in the world, some fucking squirrels talking to a giraffe or something, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, because you're pissed watching Ice Age. Just sort of saying, this is bloody shit.
But it's like afterwards, like the kids will be like, oh, Dad, did you see that bit? Did you like that? You just have no idea what's going on. It's pointless.
It's become
you
a joke. It's
there.
Become a funny joke.
It's
where they go,
funny.
Dad, what was your favourite bit then? And I go, oh, very funny. You know, I fell asleep.
And how'd you get back? Are you driving home?
Yeah.
Because he's buzzed.
Too tired.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just, they just flop me in the, in the boot.
What was the, so... Like, so you say films are important to you. Do you have, I mean, it's an impossible question. I'm going to fling it at you anyway. What's the film, both of your favourite film?
I've got a favourite film. It's always an easy answer for me.
Oh, yeah, I know you're
But to watch with the family, that would be a more of a difficult question, I think.
Well, your film we watch with the family all the time. Your favourite film?
No.
You always make us watch
no,
it.
No, the kids didn't.
It's because you made them watch it too much.
No.
Can I try and guess?
Yeah.
What do I think your favourite film is?
I think if you thought about my age...
The Matrix.
No. Okay.
More family friendly.
Am I close?
No.
Give me a clue.
No. So when did it come out? 94?
96? 94? You 94. Don't know
True Lies.
I went to see that in the cinema with my mum and dad in Florida.
I imagine, was that one of the first times that you sort of felt a... internally, because she is hot in that.
Who?
I don't... I think I was still too
Jamie Lee
young,
Curtis.
Young and innocent.
Do you remember the first film where you first... That's to both of you. The first film where you felt that kind of... That flurry. I remember watching Splash with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
I
used to watch that all the time.
Yeah. It was kind of on telly a lot, and you'd sort of feel that kind of...
Tom Hanks.
I got to find me a mermaid.
Tom Hanks did it for you?
Yeah, it was
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Hanks fucking...
Yeah, exactly. He was like Turner.
Turner. Mine again was Scream. Scream's such a special
film
for me. Yeah.
That turned you on?
Yeah.
Belly.
Right.
Belly was
right.
Hot.
That's interesting.
Oh my God.
God, so you were all over the shop. You're scared, you're horny.
I think my thing was.
And I was only 12. Yeah, I don't know what was happening.
Yeah, fuck.
I think it was The Spice Girls for me. It wasn't a film, but I was a bit like, fucking really like girls for some reason.
Yeah.
What's that all about? I really love their music videos. I'm just going to watch them all the time. Poster on my wall? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Did you have a poster of the Spice Girls?
Yeah, I was like, why do I keep staring at this? I don't know, but I really enjoy it so
much. That was like Harrison. Harrison, when he was about 5 or 6, kept watching the Katy Perry music video when she's in the
You're
jungle.
You're gonna make me roar, and she's just wearing like a.
She's wearing like a little Tarzan thing, and he just was like, "Play it again, play it again." And we were like, "Why?" And he just loved watching it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, because there was animals and it was brightly coloured, and James was like,
"No, he's a
what a
fight."
What? But you don't know why you like it.
You
she's
must remember,
very
like,
pretty.
Finding some something attractive, but not. But
maybe
obviously not
older.
Being anywhere near any kind of sort of sexual.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Maturity.
Yeah.
So you're just confused. I remember seeing the Spice Girls and just thinking, "Oh my God, what is this?"
Yeah.
Look at how tight and little her skirt is.
Have you met any of the Spice Girls since?
Yeah.
And did you feel nervous when you met them they knew?
I've met Emma Bunton a couple of times.
What was funny is...
And are you like looking at your feet going, all right, Emma?
Yeah.
I was drunk. The last time I was at a party and
she... used to be on my wall.
No, she was there and then she was saying that, I've got to get back our kid. I think she's got like a 15-year-old son or something. And she was like, he's at his first party and there's girls there. So I want to get back. And I was going, leave him alone. I was going, you're going to cramp his style. She's like, I don't. He's not getting up to anything. He's doing a bit of fingering. Nothing wrong with that.
James!
She was going, stop it.
Did she touch it?
She did. I went, Emma. Fucking steady on, love.
What party was this?
It was at someone's birthday party in a pub in North London. But there was everyone there from Baby Spice to Beppe DeMarco. All the faces came out.
Beppe from EastEnders.
Yeah, he was there, Michael Greco.
Yeah.
I used to love him.
He's nice chap.
Have you ever met Minty?
No.
He used to drive around Highgate in a sports car when I lived there. It was really peculiar.
Sports car?
Yeah. It was sort of this odd...
He looks more like he should be in a transit van.
But he would drive up and down, sort of, like Highgate's pretty small. He'd just sort of just drive up and down there. Kind of, it looked like he was trying to get noticed. It was a real, right. Like, yeah, it was... You'd have been all over him, tragic old man. It freaked me out. You know, it was a real window of like, I can't become that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But the idea of like...
I can't
you know
get James away from bus stops. He's just constantly standing around them.
Which must
someday
be. Just going like that.
Hoping someday he'll say something.
Yeah. How often does that happen? The whole... Is it all the time?
Every day, yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And the problem is, right, and I know what you're going to ask me is, do I find it annoying?
No, I wasn't. I was sort of...
Well, I've got a more embarrassing answer to that. I think it would be cooler if I went, yeah, it gets on my tits.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick of it now. It's been going on for years. I'm still so childish that it still makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's great.
I still find it funny. I found it funny at the time. I remember first reading the script and just being like, bus wankers. I was like, how harsh is that? Imagine being at a bus stop. You're already at a bus stop. That's miserable enough. We've all been there in the rain thinking, I wish there was some other mode of transport I could get. Yeah. And then some dickhead in a car drives past and goes, bus wanker. And you go, fuck. I still find it funny. Yeah. I still find it funny.
Yeah, man.
I still haven't grown up at all whatsoever.
But what we said about that phrase in particular, which is probably what you get the most, is that people just change it and use it for anything. So if he's in Asda, people just walk by Asda wanker, train wanker, coffee shop wanker, podcast wanker. Like people do it all the time and he just laughs all the time.
But I get that though, because it's such a British thing that it's basically a British person's way of saying, I really like you, but I can't show it for fear that there's proof. But when I call you a wanker, what I mean is, I really like
Absolutely.
Your show. Yeah. I really like you, Johnny.
Yeah. And I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I can deal with that much better than...
If somebody can't, oh my God, I really love you. Just call me a wanker.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
That's how we operate.
Yeah.
We take the piss out of each other.
Well, it's that funny thing, isn't it? That, like, and hopefully this happens way, way in the future, but somebody's going to... put the wreath at your funeral, dead wanker. That's going to happen.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make you a promise right now, okay? Uh-huh. I will do that.
Okay, Jesus.
Well, I mean, we've already talked about
it. I'll kill him.
We've already...
I thought it was just going to be somebody, but that's happening now.
I mean, because as we've established, I was born 80, we've already spoken about when I'm going to die, because it's imminent. Yeah. I always tell her...
We don't talk, you talk about
I always
about
tell her
it.
It's my last Christmas and things like that.
Right.
Don't buy me any new jumpers,
Claire.
I won't be here next winter.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
But I've told her exactly what she needs to do when I've gone. I've said, don't remarry, not through any kind of petty jealousy or anything. I'll be dead. That's not going to make any difference to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've squirreled some away. There's a little pot.
Right.
When I'm gone,
yeah.
That's for you and the kids.
Yeah.
Don't need anyone trying to see you and thinking, oh, little widow there, got a bit of cash on her.
Yeah.
So don't remarry. That's one of the rules.
I know.
Also, also, price up my funeral.
Yeah.
And then whatever it comes to, take that money and go on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And then just put me in a bin bag and just put me on the side of the road.
Just write the word bin day. Yeah, just dead wanker in Tippex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the bin bag, slam him in the bin.
Yeah.
But it's good to have these plans set in place.
Yeah, you do plan for death a lot.
Got to. You got to, because it's the one thing that's going to definitely happen.
Where but not right now.
You don't know that.
Where do you want them to go on holiday?
Well, wherever you want.
Thanks, mate.
Daphne's, go to Barbados.
No, I'm not going on that far. Got to Italy or something.
Do we throw you in the bin on the way?
Chuck me out. Yeah, just throw
you. On the way,
chuck you at the plane.
On the way, that's not a bad idea. No, well, no, then we're going to have to pay to get him on the plane.
Also, I think it's going to be really difficult to get a dead body.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yeah.
Your head's
hanging out. But the bin men will pick you up, nae bother.
Yeah.
They pick anything up, don't they?
No, they don't. That's the problem.
Well,
no,
if you put him out on the right day, put him out with recycling. You know, he's household goods.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you've got to look after your bin men, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
Make sure you give him a few quid over Christmas and stuff.
What was the favourite film? We didn't get...
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, my favourite film is Jurassic Park.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go.
Simple.
How about you? What's your favourite film?
That is such a hard question for me because I love, love, love films and there's so many.
What are you thinking of right now?
Right now I'm thinking of Goodfellas, but
right.
I think I would...
Solid choice.
It's huge.
I think I would go for The Exorcist.
Okay.
I think if I had to really... pinpoint number one, I think it's The Exorcist for sure.
So is it that thing that you just love being scared? Is that where you enjoy the fright of it?
Yeah, but I don't really get scared.
So what are you getting from The Exorcist then?
Was
there a point when it scared you? It
yeah, there was. I mean, I used to sneak watch. My dad always had loads. We had like a little cupboard in the hall and he had all his videos in it, VHS
that's
tapes.
Precarious.
There was nothing that bad, but...
No, but you never know.
But he had a lot of scary films.
Sure.
Don't make eyes at each other.
No, I'm just saying.
We know.
No, but was there ever a moment where you were trying to get to the top shelf and dad's like, no, Stewie!
No.
Dad, what's the reckoning? Shut up.
There was a lot, loving the accent, by the way.
Yeah, it was an attempt.
There was a lot of scary films that I used to sneak.
Yeah.
And watch them and
feel like electricity from
it. Yeah, and the Scream one was, I always remember that because it did scare the shit out of me. I went to bed for the next week or so and I just saw that mask everywhere. Yeah. But I really liked it. I wanted to watch it again.
So how old are you then?
God, I don't know. I mean, I would guess I was about 11 or 12,
okay,
but I don't know.
I remember watching Planet of the Apes when I was... probably about eight. It was in my similar thing that I found it in the sort of video, the VHS, and I played it and that just did me in. Seeing a gorilla on a horse.
Yeah.
It's not scary though, Planet of the Apes.
I found it terrifying. When I was eight, the gorillas on horses.
Have you seen the new ones?
Blonde man.
Yeah. I went to the opening weekend of, you know, the latest Jurassic Park films.
Yeah, I gave that about half an hour when he's cleaning his motorbike.
Yeah.
Load of tripe.
Shut up. So
you didn't like it either?
No, I really like the first one.
Oh, the first one.
The first one was just like a greatest hits of Jurassic Park.
Right,
it was just
remember
all this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go, yeah, no, I do remember that. It was great. So when that first one came out and there hadn't been any Jurassic Park films for about 15 years or whatever, I went to the opening weekend of that and I was working in America at the time. So I was on my own, but I really wanted to go to the cinema. And what I didn't realise was that obviously going to the opening weekend of a film like Jurassic Park is going to be absolutely mobbed.
Mm.
So it wasn't as if I went on my own and could find a little spot in a corner or something and just eat my popcorn. I sat next to these little Hispanic children. I looked like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Like I looked properly weird.
Mm. Yeah.
These tiny little Mexican children with their family. Fucking Englishman comes middle of America.
Did you have food and stuff with you?
I had a bit of food with me. Do you mind if I sit down? Is that okay?
Is it fucking Mr. Bean joining me?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the final thing?
Oh, Jude's Sonic
Jude's
toy.
Sonic.
So
this was the first thing that came into my head when you just say something like, what would you grab in a fire? What, like, apart from my actual children?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I think of.
This is a very important thing to our son, Jude. He's very attached to this little soft Sonic. Toy. This little Sonic.
He's obsessed. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. He's absolutely obsessed
with
Sonic.
Had it since he was a baby.
Oh, okay, wow.
Takes it everywhere with him.
Is he sleeping with it at night?
Yeah.
It's always in his bed.
It's always there, isn't it?
I mean, he's 10 now, so he's a little bit more lackadaisical, but it used to be, where's Sonic?
Yeah, we've
had nights, days where we're like going through the whole house, we've got to find this Sonic, and it's like a whole big thing.
It's very important. There was this one time when, I was working in America, and I was going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah.
That time. I think we went over about a month before I started working.
Yeah, we went over, all the family went over.
So I'd rented a house and I wanted to treat you guys and like spent
itself.
A fortune on this house, which ended up being fucking a bit of a shithole.
What we now refer to as the drug house.
The drug house, yeah. Oh, no. So it was a bit like we got in there and there was just...
It stunk of weed.
Just drugs.
Whereabouts?
In LA.
Right, yeah.
But it was like a posh gaff. I wasn't, you know, being cheap, was I?
There was just weed all in the rugs.
Yeah.
Like, it was actual bits of...
But it's so funny. It's not when you go to New York now.
We've got kids.
But it stinks. Like New York, like LA's always... But New York now as well, it just stinks of piss and weed.
I spent like the first 2 days just trying to clean the house.
But we kept...
It was a bit scary.
We had awful time trying to, you know, the landlord or... They're not even landlords, are they? They're people that work on behalf of people that own the house or something like that. Some weird deal going on. Did not feel comfortable. Did not feel like it was even a legitimate situation that was going on. I felt like anyone could walk through the door any moment and go, oh, are you renting the place today? But it was dodgy. Like, I couldn't get in touch with the person. I was furious how filthy the place was. And there was just paraphernalia and drugs and stuff. And I got children. They knew who was turning up. They knew we were a young family. Mm. I felt like I'd been quite diligent on my half of, you know, giving them the money. That wasn't a problem. One morning we woke up. I went to get into the car to pop to Walmart or something to get some bits and breakfast and stuff. Turned around and... Overnight, somebody had spray painted on the garage, pay me my money.
Right.
They were like, right, what's going on here? Because I don't know if there was a drug dealer here, but we're in this house now. We've got nothing nothing going on with whatever this situation is.
Yeah.
We didn't even take a breath.
We didn't take a breath. We packed up the car. This was like day three of... what we were supposed to be there like a month and a half or something.
Wait, in the house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is like day three. Woke up, someone had spray painted, pay me.
So where did you go?
We went
Luckily, I've got family there. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So...
We went to your aunt's, which wasn't, you know, because...
we don't really have the room for...
No, it wasn't ideal.
Because my mum and dad were there as well and my sister. Yeah. And...
We were all going to spend the summer in LA before I went off and started working there.
Yeah.
So the whole family were there.
But she's way over the other side of... Sort of, this house was in LA. She's over in California.
She's right out in the suburbs, yeah. So we get
so
in the car. We jump in the car.
Really quickly.
And obviously, LA traffic and stuff like that. It takes about, 2.5 hours?
Oh, I was going to say three or four.
It takes a good few hours to get to Claire's.
To get your Mustang across, yeah.
I have a Mustang.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you really? Yeah. There you go. Nice, man.
I have a Mustang.
What, in England?
Yeah.
Why don't you drive about in it?
Yeah.
But you deserve to be called a wanker. What
exactly.
Like,
no, I know.
That's great.
What I know. I feel like Minty. What's his name? Minty.
What? How long have you had this?
Good four or five years now, I think, I've had it.
What's the name? Of course it's got a name.
It's the Tangerine Dream.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Right,
so I've been driving it recently.
You've been in the dream?
I've been driving it recently. And I passed a Mustang, a
Did
blue
you flash
Mustang.
Him?
He flashed me.
Oh, you got to give him the Mustang
I
nod.
I gave him a wave.
Yeah,
I gave him a wave.
Yeah, you got to give
him the
nod.
I was like, I can't believe he just did that.
You got to give him
the Anyway, nod. We're in traffic for 3 hours. We finally get to my aunt's.
We're all stressed out. Chucked everything.
Did you even get breakfast?
No. We just unpacked the house.
I should say that we were in my pickup. I've got a pickup truck in America that I used to drive, an F-150.
What, you keep it out there?
Yeah.
Oh, this is insane.
So we all chucked everything in the back of that.
Yeah.
And,
like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
There was stuff, like, we had to, like, rope stuff down.
Because we'd just been shopping.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not leaving the milk. That's good for another week.
Yeah, you were making us take the milk and stuff, weren't you?
I bet you're excellent in when you're kind of angry. I bet you're so Scottish. No, it's insane.
You're not calm. I thought you were going to say, like, in those situations. I'm more calm in those situations.
No, that's what I mean. I was like, go, pack your shit, let's go. Yeah.
It's good to come out. Hey, you're
minutes away from being murdered here.
I'm more like, managed to get to Claire's aunt's. We've got everything in the car apart from one thing. One thing was left in the drug house.
Sonic.
And we didn't know.
At this point, he's probably out.
We didn't know.
Exactly.
Got to get him out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, there were black tuck cars driving up and down, stopping outside. Like, we were genuinely like,
we were
let's
so
get
paranoid
the fuck out of
and
here.
Stuff.
This is
And then
insane.
Sonic's there. You've just left him.
We left Sonic.
He's like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Just wandered around this crack den.
Jude.
But think about the drug dealers breaking in and they just find Sonic on the sofa.
Did
you go back?
The short of the story
is... I went back on my own.
James made like an 8-hour round trip across LA for this
That feels
Sonic.
Like
I went back.
That should be a short film.
I went all the way back to get this Sonic to come all the way back again because I knew how much it meant. I could have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking hilarious...
Because I didn't know what I was walking into.
They could have booted the door in by then.
As Claire was saying, there was, when we were packing up, there were cars slowing down and then speeding off. And they love their guns in America,
don't
they?
So take me through this journey. So when you drive in, like, because presumably you're bricking it, you've had 8 hours of
Absolutely, yeah.
And then you get to the... Did you park in the drive or did you park by the house and then make your way in sideways?
I didn't go in the drive, no. I parked by the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And just went straight in. And there was...
I bet you're like,
I didn't know where it was.
No, there was. I didn't. He said it might be around here, and it was. It was where he said.
It was under the covers, wasn't it? On the bed.
And
But to somebody outside, some poor. Oh, you must have looked like the weirdest burglar ever. Just like that. Like,
but there was
really
only
scared.
About that size, the little Sonic.
It just comes out with a little toy, like running.
I didn't stop
no,
to
I
sort
know,
of think
I
about it. Because there was someone there as well.
Yeah.
There was like a little maintenance bloke had turned up because I was furious. I was like, never really got that money back properly. Mm. Spent so much money.
You got Sonic.
Couldn't leave Sonic in the drug house.
Did you put him in the seat next to you?
Got him next to me, yeah. Seatbelt on. I think I might have done, you know.
Come on, you ring-hunting prick.
Yeah.
Let's get you back to safety.
Do you know all the trouble you've put me through?
Yeah.
And what music do you listen to? Do you know what would be perfect if it was like Grand Theft Auto?
Circled all the way back.
I was worried about going back to this house.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Had to go and get Sonic.
I had to. There was no way I was going to leave that. I know how much it meant to him. And
I think at one point I did actually even say to
you,
James, don't worry about it. Everyone
was telling me.
It.
Your aunt was saying, your dad, your mum and dad were going, don't go back. We'll get a new one.
Mm.
I was going, we can't. We've got to get that one.
I think that could be your catchphrase for life. Listen, I did it.
I did it.
I think we're going to end it there. But that was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed that.
Thank
it was
you
fucking
so
much.
Thanks
fun.
For having us on. I really appreciate that. It was
I don't
nice.
Think I've ever...
It was so lovely talking about things that make me happy.
I've never
I forgot
covered,
what that felt like.
Covered as many topics in one chat. Yeah.
That was amazing. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much,
ladies and gentlemen.
The fantastic Claire and James Buckley. So there you go. Lots going on. James and Claire Buckley, like I say, you can find their podcast, it's called In Sickness and Health, and you can watch their video channel at Home with the Buckleys on YouTube. See you next week.